once I actually started implementing SOPs in my own business, it totally changed the output of what I was doing. So from chaos, you start to have things in control. Then everything changes.
Welcome to the High Voltage Business Builders, a show where we interview people committed to making their next million through passive income using real estate, brokering, e-commerce, and beyond. If you're a passionate business builder yourself, visit voltagebtb.com to get in touch now. Gianmarco, welcome to the call. Good to have you here.
Hey, Neil. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm excited about this.
So we are talking about Amazon today, but we're specifically talking about processes, right? We're talking about standard operating procedures and what you refer to on your podcast as the seller process. So let's get into that today and explain what that actually means to people in terms of maybe the current operating business they might have on Amazon, or if they're interested in getting started, what would it mean to me, or frankly, in any business, right? Processes and procedures.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, actually, one of the things I've learned by interviewing lots of people, like you are doing, you know, in your podcast, I do the same in my podcast. And one thing I've learned, despite, you know, seeing that a lot of people succeed in different ways in their own business, you know, everybody has their own strategy or little tricks. But what I found is that, you know, everybody, it's very strong. All the actually 7-8-figure sellers, the ones that who are succeeding, they are very strong in systems, processes, and SOPs. They have very strong understanding of the fundamentals. Okay, so that is actually one of the things I think maybe we can discuss later on if you're interested in. But I think, you know, one thing that it's mostly lacking in this business that I see, you know, through to lots of sellers do is that they don't have like a very good understanding of the fundamentals, okay, like business fundamentals. Because I think, you know, many people have started this business several years ago and they were taking it as a side business, right? So something they do on the side while doing another full-time job. And that used to work with Amazon specifically like a few years ago, right? You could launch products, you for sure have been in those times where you could launch products and they were just selling by themselves with no much more to do. But now things are changing. So you got to treat Amazon as a real business, right? So, and you have to have, you know, the skills of a real entrepreneur in order to manage your business effectively, right? So the fundamentals are this, you know, systems and processes and all the most successful sellers, they understand that. So they, although they have all different strategies to succeed, they all know that the fundamental things are systems, processes, and SOPs. All of them have this part very strong built up in their business. So yeah, that's how it relates to us.
So standard operating and procedures, let's go through SOP because it's a definition someone on here might not understand if they're not familiar. Yeah. Let's break some of this down. People, the three things you were just talking about.
So SOPs, you know, yeah, seems like an intimidating word. It stands for standard of operating procedures. And what actually is just the way you do things. Okay. It's either written down or in a video form. So that it basically serves as the model, or let's say the easiest path or most efficient way to do a specific task. Okay. So think that you already, everyone already has SOPs in their business. If you are managing your business, you already have SOPs. They're just not written down. They're not recorded. You have it in your mind. And that's where basically, you know, the systemization process of your business starts, you know, by putting the process that you have in mind, putting them down or in a video form into a formal SOP. So basically, in this way, you can start automating the process and like do repeatedly the same process over and over. Okay, so that's the easiest let's say explanation I can give for an SOP.
Okay, so if I'm looking to do something like that, maybe in my business, how do I, you know, what's the first few things I should do as a beginner to kind of get started in that process?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, actually, I prefer to call it capture systems instead of making or creating SOPs, because the real thing is that you already have those processes in place, okay? So you just need to capture them. So how do you capture them? The easiest way is that the next time, after you finish listening this podcast, the very next item that you have in your calendar, you can get a video recorder, or you can even use a Zoom for that, or there are several video recorders, and just start basically doing the same process that you would do normally in your business, and just start performing that, but thinking out loud, explaining out loud the steps that you are going through. You stop the recording and that will be your first SOP, okay? As simple as that. Obviously, it can get more complex. Obviously, you can make it more professional, more complex, but this is, you know, let's say version one of your first SOP, okay? So then if you want to go further, there's a number of, you know, suggestions or that I can give, or anyway, you can also implement those, go deeper into each steps and implement those SOPs in a more structured way.
And it's something you actually know very well, because you're running an Amazon business right now, in transparency, so people who understand where the experience is coming from. You have a background in selling for years now, and you're a Voltage client, so you're also learning how to obviously scale and grow your business. Let's back a little farther back there and give us some more input into you and your experience as a seller that led to some of these epiphanies and awarenesses and things you're focused on now.
Yeah, sure. So very briefly, you know, my background comes from startups, the startup world in the e-commerce. I launched my first startup in Shanghai 7 years ago. I was living in Shanghai and I launched this first startup. It was an e-commerce platform built up on WeChat, which is a social media in China. And we were selling food products to the Chinese market. I got more, familiar with sourcing products in China. So that's when, after 2 years, I started, you know, sourcing my products for an Amazon business. In 2018, it was kind of the hot business that everybody was talking about. All the YouTube videos were talking about how to start selling on Amazon. So I started selling through, you know, sourcing my products from nearby factories. And that's where my journey began. But, with my startup experience, I've learned that, you know, I started that startup at 21. And so I literally made all the mistakes in the book. I totally screwed it up. And I figured out that, you know, one of the main reason why, you know, I didn't eventually succeed with that business, even though, you know, we got investors. We got into an accelerator program. So we got some initial success, but then it totally blew off because I didn't have the fundamentals. I didn't understand SOPs and systems. There were no processes. At that time, I didn't even know the word SOP. Okay. So basically, I learned it the hard way. So from then on, I basically spent, you know, majority of my working life, let's say, to improve my entrepreneurial skills in this specific topic, you know, systems, processes, and SOPs. And that's why, you know, I then started implementing this knowledge in my Amazon business. And I even ended up, you know, launching this podcast, which is specifically focused on sharing systems, processes, and SOPs. So that's kind of, in short, how I get to the point here.
Yeah. So how has it affected your business positively, negatively, in your experience? Was the time developing these processes and SOPs in your business been a huge help for your growth?
Well, I mean, as I mentioned before, you know, all these people that I interviewed, they are all very strong in the SOPs and systems. So once I actually started implementing SOPs in my own business, it totally changed the output of what I was doing. So from chaos, you start to have things in control, okay? So then everything changes. Even your personal productivity changes, your confidence changes, because you start doing things in a systematic way. You are organized. You know what is going to happen instead of living in that constant situation, which you juggle all several balls at once. You every day have to put out fires caused by, you know, the fact that there are no systems in place. So everything is happen every day, and it gets solved in a different way every time. So systemizing your business, it really is the thing, you know, to allow you
to really create that opportunity.
Exactly. And you will notice that as you grow, the more you grow, the more you need to have structure in your business. You need to have more systems.
Yeah, you can't make certain things move faster. And especially in the pipeline of product building and brand building within Amazon, there is a certain structure and a way you do things to repeat that process faster and faster to gain expected results from the outcome. If you're going to launch one product and two products and three products, it's probably a little early for you to have a full SOP in place, but it's also good for you to understand the steps you're taking to get those in the market as sales are going. So by the time you get to your fourth, fifth, and sixth SKU in the marketplace, you're now starting to systematize and document what's happening so that you can actually grow very quickly. One of the things we've used to scale, as you know, to the point where you can launch 10, 20 products a week is a complete systemized process of not only people, but documentation and repetitive processes with outcomes and expectations. One of the ways, and I'm sure you can echo this in your own experience, is with objectives and key results format and having three key objectives and with three key results that tie to the major process of product movement in the system. What's your experience around that in terms of those kinds of details, right?
Right. So you pointed one of the, you know, the pieces of the puzzle that makes, you know, the systemized business, which is, you know, goals. It's one of the fundamentals. It's one of the fundamentals that I was talking about, you know, together with, you know, your numbers and your financials, your priorities, your goals and metrics are one of the piece of this puzzle. And so the way I go with that, it's that, first of all, you know, it seems something like easy that everybody should know and do, but actually it's not really common practice. It's common sense, but it's not common practice because it's as easy as, do you have a goal? Do you have metrics to measure how are you progressing toward that goal? I would guess most people don't have any idea of that. So it's really the simplest, the first step, you know, to take in any accomplishment, but yet people don't have like clear goals and clear metrics to measure that. So the way I go with that, I use a method that is taught in Traction. It's a book. It's a quite famous business book about systemizing your business. So basically the way I go is that I built a few years ago a vision of how I would like to see my business in 10 years. Okay. So it's like the perfect way I would like to see my business in the next future. And I've written like a very, very detailed vision of that, and which I actually shared then with people who joined my team so that they get also, you know, a taste of where I want to go. And so then I set, you know, like a 10-year goal. So in terms of like, revenue, in terms of let's maybe number of products that I want to have, or several other metrics that I find the ones that I want to achieve. Then you start to break down these 10-year goals into smaller pieces, you know, so like in milestones, like a 3-year goal and a 1-year goal. Okay, so these are your like midterm milestones to that big 10-year goal. Okay, and then once you set these goals, you just have to forget them. Okay, because those are not what you should work on. What you should work on is your 90-day world. So you start living in a 90-day framework, you know, so like a quarterly from January to March, from April to June and so on, right? So 3 months at a time, you set specific rocks. They call it rocks because it's the most important thing, the main thing. Every beginning of the quarter, I set my rocks, the most important things that I want to accomplish in those 3 months that will lead me closer to my 1-year goal and 3-year goal and 10-year goal, okay? So the yearly goals and the long-term goals are just there to give you perspective and direction. But what you're actually doing on a daily basis is to work to accomplish your 90 days milestone, 90 days rocks, okay? So that's what I suggest people. Where I suggest people to start, actually, everything starts with a goal. So your desire to go from the point you are in right now to a better place in the future, right? So from point A to point B. So first thing, set your vision, set your goals, and start accomplishing your task in a 90 days period at a time. Okay, that's the first part.
Very good. We call it the 90-day cash flow plan, as you're familiar with, John. It has to do with setting not only the cash, but the goals and objectives of that 90-day, which will usually translate into, for new sellers, products you're going to be evaluating and negotiating and brand building and launching. If you're an existing seller, it could be optimizations and testing, tweaking, conversions, and validation of market or brand validation and marketing, including our marketing activities to extend those brands farther into the marketplace. But it literally always gets down to the numbers. As you're just saying, very succinctly, it always gets down to the numbers. If this quarter can be profitable and I can move the ball forward with a product or get a product launched, then I should have expected, you know, results next quarter. And as that quarter progresses, you know, I'll look up and pretty soon it's a year. Those things will accomplish themselves pretty fast if you're understanding the pipeline. Now, something I know you're working on that you've told me about is your seller process and training and things you've got that are going to help people take, you know, and do it a little faster and a little easier and have some guidance and experience. Of course, you guys can do what was just spoken about today by simply just opening a Google Word doc and starting to write down the steps and processes you're following for each activity, as you have mentioned today, Gianmarco. So, for example, if it's customer support, what are the steps I take for customer support? What are my expectations? Write those down and call it your customer support SOP. Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be worded right. There's some templates and stuff online you can go find to find SOPs for certain roles and tasks. If you don't know the roles and tasks of managing an Amazon business at this point, you might not be selling yet. And that may be something you need to get started doing. If you are selling one and you have products in the marketplace selling, as he has said today, you need to get out and get started on that. If that is a time consideration for you, if you are too busy running the business at this point and haven't gone back to define it, or maybe this is part of an entrepreneurial thing that you're doing and you want to get to the entrepreneurial stage, Gianmarco's got a training that's going to help you with the processes component of this and the standard operating procedure. You can go check it out. Gianmarco, where can they find you to go get that information if they want help building their processes?
Yeah, for sure. So I've wrote an ebook that they can find in my website, thesellerprocess.com. But what you're talking about, the training that I do on systemization, that I help people to systemize their business through my frameworks, and I share all my tools and everything that I use in my business. People can find it in my website at thesellerprocess.com/systemize. Okay. sellerprocess.com/systemize. So there they can find, you know, my training.
We'll have that in the show notes as well. Folks, I'd recommend you check that out. Gianmarco has a ton of experience in this. He talks to people about it all the time on his podcast. If you found today to be very helpful and insightful, I would encourage you to check out what he's doing. Gianmarco, thanks so much for coming on the call.
That was awesome. Thank you, Neil.
If you like this episode, please share it with people you think will enjoy it as well. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of High Voltage Business Builders.